You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered The Power Zone with DU. Happy Wednesday evening, all. Today is Wednesday, November the 2nd of 2016, and we have a spectacular show lined up for you on this evening, family. Yes, we do. If you are a returning listener, we appreciate you coming back and checking out new exciting episodes of The Power Zone with DU. You are officially family, as my good friends, the Kings, that's Stephen and Tina King of Complete Chocolate Couples, as they say, after the first time, you are no longer a guest or a listener. You are officially family. We want you to come into the zone, open up the refrigerator, get something cool to drink, and have a great time. We are so happy to have you back. And if you are a new listener, well, we appreciate you just the same. We want you to kick back and enjoy. And after this episode, check out the archives and tell your networks to tune into The Power Zone with DU. All right, family, a lot's been going on thus far, and we have a lot to come for the months of November and December of 2016. If you've been following us, we've been speaking a lot about our affiliate nonprofit organization, Utopia Network, Inc. Yes, say that for me, family. Utopia Network, Inc. We want you to log on at Utopia Network, Inc. Whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you can check out the website and view the latest happenings as it relates to professional development workshops. We have informatives coming up. We're doing a lot of great things with other community-based organizations for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's just an amazing opportunity to learn more so that you can empower your network, or if you're in need of services such as entitlements, vocational, educational, housing, if you need resources to help stabilize you as an individual or your family, Utopia Network, Inc. is the place to start in the NYC. So again, at Utopia Network, Inc. for the latest happenings. Now, myself, over the past weekend, I had an opportunity to go out to Upon This Rock Ministries and partake in a gospel extravaganza. I'll say that again. You guys know I like to say that. Extravaganza. I donated my talent as it relates to interviewing artists. It was a event like no other, family. And I am excited to have an artist on the show on this evening that performed for the gospel extravaganza. So later on in the show, we're going to have her on. I also have a special guest. He's going to get you ready for 2017. I don't know about you all, but 2017 is at the threshold of tomorrow. And if you are not preparing for it, then you are giving yourself, you are at a disadvantage. So this gentleman is really going to help take us to the next level and empower us. And then you can take that information and empower someone else for the remainder of this year and for 2017. On that note, family, we're going to go out on a little break. And when we return, I'll have our very special guest from the Gospel Extravaganza. We'll be right back, family. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Family, you have re-entered the Power Zone with your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You Already Lost. When we went out on a break, I shared with you all I had the opportunity of serving during the Gospel Extravaganza. You guys like when I say that, right? Extravaganza at Upon This Rock Ministries Church out in Mount Vernon, New York. This is where the Apostle Rose is the pastor and First Lady Dana Rose is, of course, the First Lady. I enjoyed wholeheartedly this event. What captured me is that I'm old school Pentecostal with, you know, we have the Shirley Caesar, the Wannans, the Tremaine Hawkins, all of this. But what I appreciated was how this concert really catered to the masses as it relates to what gospel is and really calling just not older people, but young people to come in and rejoice and be a part of God's greater plan. I was blown away. I told a colleague of mine, one of the biggest things for me when I decided to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior was really giving up my hip-hop, my old-school stuff. Not that I have to, but the hard stuff. I've been around people and they go, Darlene, I didn't even know you said such words. When I start playing my DMX or I get into my Jay-Z and then I forget where I'm at, I'll be like, oh my goodness. But that type stuff, I was blown away by the hip-hop artists and I said, wow, I could really like my hip-hop and give all praise to God at the same time. So when I met this young lady, I'm going to bring her on in a second, I said, I have to have you on the Power Zone with DU and let my listeners get an experience of what I experienced for the Gospel Extravaganza. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to introduce to you the Bronx own MC Heaven. MC Heaven, welcome to the Power Zone with DU.
Hi, Darlene, thank you for having me here tonight. And I just want to say your smile lit up the room. When I came and I saw you, your smile and your eyes lit up that spot you had. And I'm just glad that we had that encounter. And I'm getting the book this week. But
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, your colors, your table and what you was doing was very inspiring and encouraging to me. So nice to meet you, and thank you for having me on Utopia this evening.
It's my pleasure. It's definitely my pleasure. And you know what? Positive energy meets positive energy. When our eyes locked, family, when she came in the room, our eyes locked. And I donated my talent to the cause. If you all are logged in to our page right now, I want you to go ahead and like Upon This Rock Ministries fan page, and then I want you to follow them in the upcoming weeks as they're going to launch their new website, and you'll actually get to see the trailer from the Gospel Extravaganza. It was just, words cannot begin to express how awesome this was, but I was the point of contact when people came in, and when Heaven came in, our eyes just instantly locked, and it was just like an energy unlike no other, and as I said, I knew I had to have you on the show. So let's talk about who Heaven is a little bit, and then we're going to get into your genre, if we can. Who is Heaven? Where were you born and raised? I know where it is because you shouted all of that out at the gospel thing. And although I'm a Brooklynite, I'm really thinking about just really dual residency. Who's Heaven? Where are you from, born and raised?
I'm born and raised in the Bronx and New Jersey, Newark, East Orange, Montclair, then back here to the Bronx, did a little of Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, hung out, I love NYC, and I rep every borough, you know, but the Bronx is really where I'm at right now, where I'm from. And I've been rapping for a long time, and when the Lord called me and I saw with Kirk Franklin Stomp, I was like, wow, yeah, we can do this. I was like, we could do this because I used to rap, you know, secular, regular, stuff like that before. And when I saw that, I said, you know, we could do this. And then, you know, I said, and I could stay who I am, you know, my little fly girl image. And that encouraged me a lot.
You're going back. And a lot of, if you're on the call and you were a club head back then, I'm talking about for Brooklyn people, the Lab, Cellus, in the city, what was it, Demerara's, all of those places, the Clam Out Lounge. So whenever that song came on, everybody was like, I'm not dancing to that. I'm sitting down. No one wanted to dance to that contemporary gospel, but it was an awakening where it's like, all right, like you said, I can do that. I can give praise like that. That is awesome. I want to speak to a little bit because in your music, you speak to a lot of hardships and things that people don't come back from. I sat in the back and I teared up. I teared up just really thinking about the hardships that you and Brimstone, we're going to get into Brimstone later, but just really those hardships. How do you even put those things down on paper in such a way in which you're telling your testimony? What's that process like? What did you have to do to get past those hurts, those encounters?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. My childhood, you know, instability back and forth, hurts, you know, abuse, a lot of different things that you could go through, I can say I've been through. And me, you know, before God called me, it was just, you know, sadness, ups and downs, a lot of betrayals, and I hold on to things tight. And when God called me, He was able to just touch my heart to let it go. The situations I just would sit, I read the words, sit in prayer, Bible study, and He just gives it to me through hard times. I mean, living in my van, you know, the song I did last night, I actually did going through a process where I was living in and out of my van, get the kids from Brooklyn to school, and He just gives me the music just like that. And I keep a pen and a paper, I record it into, and that's how I get it. And I have a cousin, the one that's in my song, he was killed, murdered in 1992. So he basically, we used to rap together. And the song I said, we was going to be rap stars. His name was Sean Dew was his name. And we just used to rap back and forth, battle raps, everything. And he just always said, have self-confidence inside. It doesn't matter what you look like, how you look, your size, you have to have that swagger. And that's what drew me with rap too. You know, it demanded respect in the neighborhood. And you know, I love the hardcore, Lex Coops, Beamers in the Benz, Freaky Child, the North Boys.
yes,
you know, I loved all of that. Y'all, DMX, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Black Rob, you know, a lot of them. Biggie, of course, Tupac, the girls, Kim, you know, and I just love that. And he always just said, you know, just when you come pick up the mic, you bring it. You have that confidence. You keep that swagger. And, you know, that's it. And then when Christ called me, it just intensified. And, you know, his God's power just flows through me. And I thank God for that. I thank God I was able to get there yesterday. Big up to Upon This Rock Ministries. They are so real, and they just made
me feel
so free. The mistress of ceremonies, Terry Swan, everybody, Brimstone. It was just so wonderful how we all was there praising God.
You know, Heaven, as you were standing on the stage, and when I was saying I'm going to have to get dual residency, because you're like, everybody say South Bronx, South Bronx, and I'm waving my hands, and I'm like, yeah. But anybody, if you are a follower of the Power Zone, you know that I'm all day, every day, Brooklyn, even with, and a lot of our listeners know that I have transitioned up here to the Bronx, And it's been a tough transition for me, but I really like it up here, despite thinking I went out, like, I'm not going up there. You sure, Lord? That's where you want me to be? But the opportunity presented itself, and I really like it up here. I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to engage with Big Pun's wife. I've been seeing her at different events, so we're talking about doing something for 2017. There's a culture out here that's so, it's similar to Brooklyn, yet much different, and on a lot of levels. When you're talking about nonprofit and just helping the disadvantaged, but then you're talking about rich, you're talking about how the business industry is really about to just blow up out here and provide jobs for people. There's really greatness in the Bronx that a lot of people don't know about, and I'm glad to be a part of that culture. So when you was up there and you was like, put your hands up, and I was like, that's right, good stuff. I want you to set up your song. Now, our producers have a song that I want to introduce to our listeners, and then we're going to come back a little bit, and we're going to speak a little bit to, you know, what you said, that hardness, what it's about for you, how you reach inner city youth, and what's going to be going on for you in the upcoming weeks to into 2017. We have a song that we're going to play, but we want you to set it up, so please let our listeners know what they are about to listen to.
Okay, thank you for that. My song, my newest song is My God Can Do Anything. It was produced by Sean Johnson of Teddy Bear Music a few months ago. It's out, and the inspiration behind that was I was going through a sick time with my heart and my lungs. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't walk, talk. Everything was hard. And it was like, you know, I said, God, you know, I want to be here. And I really had to get to the point, well, you know, if I'm not here, I'm going to be with him. It just took a lot. I have children. I have a family. But I think it just intensified my faith. And I said, well, you know what? While I'm here, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to serve you more. I'm going to do what I can. When I could go out and do the ministry of rap or encourage somebody, anything, I'm just going to do it for you.
Family, we're going to go out on My God Can Do Anything, and we'll be right back.
Do anything. My God could do anything. My God could do anything. My God could do anything. His miracles and blessings I just can't explain. The sufferings, trials, tribulations, and pain. When I can't breathe, heart racing real quick. He says your work's not done, so it's not time yet. I never have to worry, cause he's always here. And when I don't feel him, I know he's still near. Worst times in my life when I thought I couldn't make it, God pulled me through the fire and said, with him, you could take it. My God could do anything. 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 Listen, praise is my weapon when I'm going through. He gives me the victory for all obstacles. Life these days is so unpredictable. The ones you love and trust be the ones that really get to you. And once you're betrayed, it's hard to forgive. Can make you real bitter. Christ died so we could live. I'm talking from experience and those that's close to me. Know my life story and all God has done for me. He called me his own and he raised me. Tossed my sins and then eternally forgave me. And there's no greater love than this. He saved my soul from the pit of the abyss. And who could be against you with God on your side? Scatter all your enemies. My God is alive. I forget the former things and press toward the high calling. I thank him every day because he kept me from falling. The weapons of my warfare, not earthly. My physical could touch, but my soul, you can't hurt me. Cause I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Always seeking wisdom on this foreign mission. I'm destined, appointed to live for his glory. My God can do anything. He's always here for me. So if you hear his call, please don't delay. Think about your very soul if this was your last day. And when I think of the goodness and all he's done for me, I gotta say, thank you, Lord. I thank you for setting me free. Could do anything. My God 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 could do anything.
Yeah.
Welcome back, family. You have returned to the Power Zone with DU with your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And I am here with my very special guest, MC Heaven. MC Heaven, welcome back to the call. So the song was amazing. I love that I got an opportunity to hear that, and you kind of set up what the whole premise was behind it and the inspiration. I actually smiled when you said you wrote it in a doctor's office, because my inspiration comes from commuting on the train, New York City train station. I will be sitting at a platform. I'll be on the train. A large percentage of my book was written throughout my commuting, or when I had to sit places, doctor's office, as you said, appointments, meeting. I would just take out my book and journal, especially when you're going through hardships. It is therapeutic for you. Either you're going to sit there and go crazy with all of it in your mind, or you're going to move to action. And I love that you said that you wrote, because it's beyond the song. Although the song is amazing, it's the whole therapy behind it. And I thank you for sharing that, because someone on the call needed to hear that. Family, be inspired to write through your hardships. Write it out. Bullets, plans, journals, poetry, songs, rhymes, write it out. So thank you for sharing that, sis. Thank you, ma'am. What can we expect from MC Heaven? What's going on in the upcoming weeks into 2017?
Well, I'm diligently working to record my full CD. I have 5 recorded and 6 more to go. They're written, and I'm just in the recording stage, so I'm really focusing on doing that. I have a few events I've been invited to come out with, community events in Valhalla. Some people that I actually met last night, 2 people, and I'm just going to give a shout-out. She was one of the artists, Alexis Mosby Lewis, one of the soloists, and she's having something up in Valhalla. I look forward to doing that with them in November. Something else is coming up November the 12th, and of course I have my home church, Christian Federation Ministries in the Bronx, where we do things coming up Christmas year, Thanksgiving, and I see it being a busy year, and I thank God for increasing my borders and expanding the territories. And I just, you know, if I could just say one thing, I'd just say, you know, before, when I used to rap before, I used to go to different places and say, you know, I'm going to be a star. I would meet people. I'd say, can you listen to me sing? Or just listen to this and go to different recording producers trying, and it never happened. So I said, you know, for God, he kept me, you know, he kept me, like, still with the same style, but just better, and like, get more power when I'm in with him. And I just really want to share that. That's the heart of MC Heaven, to really, you know, just be pleasing to God and to encourage whoever hears my voice and singing and song and talking, just to know, you know, we go through things, we suffer, we're betrayed, you know, we have gone through things as women, you know, and men have stuff too, but in Christ we're always going to win. And if you don't know him and you hear him calling, answer his call.
Well said, sis. On that note, where can the family find you to learn more about MC Heaven or to attend your next performance?
Well, I'm MC Heaven on Facebook, and I spell it H-E-A-V-Y-N. So that's MC Heaven on Facebook. I'm Heaven Rocks on Instagram, or Heaven, H-E-A-V-Y-N-R-O-C-K-S, Heaven Rocks. I just put the single My God Can Do Anything on CD Baby. The full track is 99 cents. And you could get a clip on mcheaven.hearnow.com. That's set up as well.
Family, if you're looking for some great contemporary hip-hop gospel, I definitely invite you to log on to the link, and we have this on our radio page. So if you're listening and you're not able to click into our episode page, no worries, you can come back to it and you can follow up with Heaven via our page. That link is there for her CD as well as her Facebook and Instagram. Heaven, it has been a pleasure. I'm so glad I got the opportunity to worship with you on Saturday evening, and I'm looking forward to learning more about you and coming out and just enjoying the music. as I said, you had the whole room bopping. Everybody was going crazy. It's a beautiful thing when you see people bopping and doing all of this for Jesus. They got their hands up and
right?
going down.
Yeah, right?
And not
it's
just young people.
Yeah.
I have to say, not just young people. It was seniors that were standing up. They go, why are you calling a senior? So I'm just saying, it was people over 60 years old in that space, 60 and 70 years old, that was standing up and going crazy. But I mean, you really tore the roof off it. And again, just a pleasure to have been in your company and met you. And I'm looking forward to the next experience. Much success for you. Thank you for taking the time to join us on the Power Zone with DU. Family, when we return, we have a double header in store for you. I have an amazing businessman, awesome brother that's going to come forth and really speak to how you can get your credit right from right now into 2017. We will be right back after this break on the Power Zone with DU.
Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win? For always losing marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far. However, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com.
Good evening, family, and welcome back to the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have re-entered the Power Zone. We have a double header for you on this evening. So if you've been following us, you know that we usually do three segments. The artist segment, which we just had MC Heaven. She's phenomenal. Family, I need for you to follow her. Follow her. She is definitely heaven sent as it relates to bringing forth the gospel in a mighty way. And if you are lovers of hip-hop, I am sure you are all at the edge of your seats right now Googling her. Definitely get that next track because it's amazing. Now, this segment, as I said, we do the artist segment. Then we also do an entrepreneur segment and a community segment. Well, we have two for one on this evening. This gentleman is going to come forth and speak about his business. It's awesome. I had an opportunity to meet him initially at On Point Radio. Shout out to my family at On Point through Flow Empire Radio. And he just blew me away what he and his partners are doing, not just in the Bronx, but for the greater New York, especially there nationally. So without further ado, because I want him to introduce who he is and what he does, I'm just going to give him his name, and then we're going to bring him in. Producers, drum roll, please. Without further ado, I introduce to you all Mr. Jeff Broom. Jeff, welcome to the Power Zone.
Fantastic. I'm excited. I feel your energy. I feel the power. So thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, brother. It's my pleasure. So we're going to speak a little bit about who Jeff is, just to let the family at home know in case you're logged on from your devices. All I'm going to say right now is credit concept. Say that with me, family. Credit concept, and that's credit concept with a K. When you're Googling it, put it in with the K credit concept. So now that you have that, Jeff, let's get to know who you are a little bit.
You know, I'm a simple guy as far as I'm concerned. I'm from the inner city. I'm from the projects in Brooklyn out in Sheepshead Bay. And from early on, I was just introduced to some things and some people that made me take a look at life a little bit differently. And, you know, I'm a huge proponent. I never went to college, but I'm a huge proponent of education. And it's really all about self-development, self-help. I have a tremendous library of the who's who of speakers and leaders and things of that nature. And I just took what I read and tried to implement it, and not only implement it, but execute it in my life, because knowledge is not really power. I think that that's a farce. The application of knowledge
Correct.
Is power. So I just tried to apply what I learned.
I agree 100%, and well said. It is about the application. With that said, when we first met, we spoke a little bit about the youth and really what professional development was for you and what financial management was for you. I know that you do a lot of work around financial advancement, and we'll definitely speak to that. But how does, when you think financial management and application, what comes to mind for you, not just for youth, but people in general?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, what's the unfortunate thing is, many of us are not, depending on where you come from, we're not taught about finances at an early age. You know, our parents necessarily, they're struggling, and their concepts of, you know, a lot of people just have cash and want a little cash. They don't understand how to leverage this credit system. So, therefore, we come out of the disadvantage. The schools don't particularly prepare us for that either. So if you have to learn about money and finances and these types of things, where do you go to learn it? So,
okay.
Unfortunately, you know, we don't have individuals, or we're not taught this from an early stage. So whether it be in school, whether it be from home, once we get out of school and we get into the workforce, we're forced to learn this credit game, to learn this money management game. And you think about it from a youth perspective, you might be taught religious things, you might be taught about holidays, you might be taught about, you know, being a good student, you might be taught how to eat right, different things of nature, who to associate with in school. But did anybody really sit us how to manage a checking account, what interest really is, how it impacts our day, and how to read and manage a credit report? So become at a disadvantage at that point in time. So money management is a skill, and it is a very important skill, because it opens up the opportunities for all of us.
Listen, man, if you have young people in your household, please press the rewind button and share this with them. It is a skill. It is a learned ability that honestly should start young, very young, as you're stating. When did you become attractive to teaching this skill? Because as you said, you are a leader, and you are teaching people how to be better money managers, how to establish a line of credit. In most cases, even understanding what credit is, what it looks like, what savings is, you know, all of that in between, assets, liabilities. Where did you become attractive to this?
Sure. Well, you know, I grew up, you know, growing up in the projects in the inner city, and here's the phenomenal thing about it. I went to a very diverse high school, and my whole entire going to school was very diverse. So being in honor school, when I got to the ninth grade, I was probably the only black male in all of my classes. So I grew up around a lot of mixed races, a lot of Caucasian, and very good friends of mine. I love them to death. But I learned some different things in the way they operate and the way that some of my other friends, family members were operating. And they were talking about ownership. Their fathers owned businesses. And they were coming out already knowing where they were going to work and what was going to be done. So the path was already laid out. You know, Dr. Claude Anderson talked about certain people are born with 80%. And you guys want to find out who Dr. Claude Anderson is, Powernomics, definitely Google him, YouTube him. But he talks about how certain ethnicities are born with 80% of the tools and resources they need to succeed. So I realized that I was in the projects, and most of the friends that I had in my classes, they lived in homes and houses. So they were truly in the asset column at that point in time, and it was about ownership. So once I kind of learned this and understood this a little bit more, you know, I read a phenomenal book that really changed my life. My three favorite books, just so you know, are Think and Grow Rich. Well, number one is the Bible.
A great one, right?
The Bible. Then Think and Grow Rich, right, by Napoleon Hill. Helps you understand the mindset, the discipline, teamwork, all those different attributes that you need. And then I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it completely changed another great one, right? And certainly you guys got to read that. It's got some things for youth as well. It completely changed my paradigm. It was a paradigm shift for what I thought I was working for and where I wanted to be between making a living and creating a lifestyle. And then once I kind of embodied that, I shared that book with some of my friends, and then I began to implement that into my life. So I bought my first piece of property when I was 19 years old. I learned about foreclosures. It was a foreclosure. I bought it at night from 19 years old in Brooklyn. It was a co-op. I'll just lay out the numbers for you real quick. This taught me some phenomenal concepts. Just so you know, it was $16,000. We went back and forth with a bid process. I had to put down 20%, which I had at an early age, because I learned through my paper route. I learned what it is to get up every single day to deliver a paper. I learned what it was to go collect my money. I learned what it was to hunt down adult if I need to. And so I was running a business at a very early age. So I had the money, which was great. Number two, I had the credit, which was even better. So what happened was I wound up taking out a loan for $12,800 over 30 years, and I'll just keep it very simple and close this piece of it. My mortgage was $86 a month. So once I learned that concept, I rented it out to someone. They were paying me $700-$800 a month. At the time, I was still living at home with my parents, working for Verizon at the phone company, but I was getting $700 a month passive income. And it was a Jewish man who taught me how to do this. And once I understood that concept of having my money work for me, and I understood credit and leveraging this capitalist society that we live in, that's what opened up the doors. And then at that point in time, I was a living testimony of the application of the things that I learned.
This is phenomenal. And I know our listeners are taking notes, or they're sitting with their mouth open, because when you said $16,000, correct? $16,000?
$16,000 was the purchase price, and the mortgage on $12,800 was $86 a month. And I had to pay maintenance. But I knew at that point in time I could live somewhere and own it. The interest was 100% tax deductible, and part of the maintenance, 75% of that was tax deductible. So I was getting that back as well. But my mortgage was $86 a month.
Now, although times have changed, and those numbers are pretty much unheard of here in New York City, the concept remains the same. And I guess that is a segue into credit concepts. How do we get to the place of financial wealth and prosperity? How can my listeners begin those steps to getting where they want to be? Whether it's a house, a car, a condo, a vacation. Let's speak a little bit to credit concepts right now.
Yeah, that's a good segue, right? So at the end of the day, I think people have to understand that credit is a very fluid situation. But you have to understand, like most people, as we get older, we monitor our weight. We monitor, maybe different things. If you're a diabetic, you monitor certain things about what goes on. We have to monitor. Credit is another thing. That is the lifeblood. That's the heartbeat of your financial situation, right? Your credit report is your financial resume. But what's important, Darlene, I think most people have to understand, is you got to forgive yourself. And the bottom line is, we need to make it a comfortable conversation. There's certain ethnicities we joke about, my credit is really messed up, ha, 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 ha. And that's it's funny, but at the end of the day, it's really not. So we got to come to Jesus with ourselves. So you know what? Have an open conversation. You know what? My credit is not where it needs to be. And without credit being where you need to be, I believe that you're financially disenfranchised. It opens up the door to opportunity. If someone came to you and said, listen, even if there was a foreclosure for $150,000 in New York, and, it's worth $500,000 or $600,000, we need to be in position to take advantage of that. So we can't take our Social Security number, and many of us do. We take it for granted because we're born with those 9 digits. However, people from other countries and other ethnicities, they treat that Social Security, those 9 digits, like it's gold. So in answer to your question, let's be comfortable with where you are. If you had some issues in life, and let's keep in mind, right, even if you have a car, it's not going to run for 5 years without having maintenance being done to it. There's just certain things you cannot control. So when it comes down to credit, there are a lot of things that are out of your hand. the fact that you're going to sign a mortgage for the next 30 years and you're going to guarantee someone that you're going to have $2,000 and $3,000 every 30 days for the next 30 years, well, it could be a divorce. It could be a business relationship that you break up. Any of us are subject to an accident. No one can determine whether or not the contract that you have or the job that you have isn't going to outsource. They're not going to move somewhere else because so many of us are living check to check. So there's so many things that you can't control. So it's okay. You've got to come mentally say, you know what, accept the fact that, and it's okay, that I'm not where I want to be from a credit perspective, but there are solutions. And I don't fault anybody for having bad credit. What I do fault them is not putting forth the effort and energy to address it and fix it.
Thank you so very much. I love the fact that you're an individual. There are some people that stand behind title. Funny, different yet the same. I just went to a church event, and it's you have to say pastor and apostle, and you have to say minister and deacon. If you don't, there is a problem. You will be got in the church if you do not get acknowledgement to that title. I love the fact that you stand in the education of it, the application of it, but you are actually the vice president of Credit Concepts, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Let's talk a little bit about exactly what it is for our listeners at home.
Fantastic. Well, here's the idea. You know, being coming from the real estate world and the financing world, I ran a platform. We were loaning business money to business owners. They were making $50,000, $100,000 a month, but their credit scores were in the low sixes, the high fives, because, again, it's things that you can't control. So what Credit Concepts is, very simply, you know, we're a technology play. And here's the thing about the whole credit world. It sits out there in the universe. If you ask the average person, number one, we all in some way, shape, or form have need and want credit, right? Macy's and these stores are going to force you to figure it out because you're going to go to Macy's, and they're trained by design to say, hey, would you like to save 20%, right, on this shirt, on this skirt, or this blouse? And typically, anybody wants to save 20%. So there's probably more people that have a Macy's card than anything else, because they typically will ask you that. Why? Because the interest rate is about 24%. So we have this credit piece that's out there. Why is it so important? Why is a company like Credit Concepts even more important? Well, Darlene, keep in mind, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, if you wanted an apartment, they really didn't pull your credit. In a job format, they really didn't pull your credit. So everybody who's in a situation that wants to go and rent, you're young, you're 23, or you live with somebody, it's time to go, they're going to pull your credit. So it's so very important. But it's this thing that sits out in the universe. So we opened up a credit consultation center in the Bronx. It's the first one that we know of in New York, probably the first one on the East Coast. It's at 1175 Castle Hill Avenue in the Bronx, phenomenal location, where people can come in where they can pull a free credit report, right, and they can get an understanding of what it is that's on that report. And more importantly, we're into the credit recovery, credit enhancement business. So let me expound just a little bit further. We are a technology play. So years ago, we've been in the industry, just so you know, since 2009. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. We offer a money-back guarantee and guarantee results in 45 days. We're not your cousin, your aunt, or your uncle, or some guy you know working out of the basement that you can never find. And, yes, there are some things that you can absolutely do on your own. And certainly if some of the police arrest you and say you were doing something and maybe falsely arrested you for murder, you can truly represent yourself. However, I wouldn't do that. So this credit world is run by laws. So we're a technology place. So we have a lower our price point. We have athletes, entertainers, doctors, and lawyers. That was our market. But now we are like Expedia, Darlene. So Expedia is not really a travel agency. They don't own the airlines. They're the conduit. They're the portal and the pathway to get access to book a trip. So we're the same thing. We use technology where virtually we have a platform and software where you virtually can repair your credit on your own. We put some things in place where if you log into our portal and sign up with us, we have a platform that allows you to go in, pick and choose, and, you know, go after all the negative items that are sitting on your credit report. What I understand is that many individuals are left behind because sometimes they pull their credit and they want to get a car. Everyone wants all your dreams come through this credit door. At some point in time, you're going to see somebody. right? At some point in time, whether it's the house you want, the car you want, the nice things that you want. Typically, if you're working a 9-to-5 job and you're making $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year, a third of your money goes to taxes. You've got kids, you've got car notes, you've got a mortgage, you've got rent. You don't have a lot of discretionary income. So life begins at 720. You need to have that score up because the discretionary income on low interest rates, you need that to pay bills and do things and leverage money at a very, very low rate. So the bottom line is that interest, certainly they say it's a biblical scripture, as they say in Proverbs 22:7, right? It says the borrower is the slave of the lender. So yes. The bottom line is that if you are in debt, you are a slave to the lender. So if I've got to borrow, I've got to borrow maybe as least as I need, or if I need to, at least the lowest interest rate possible. So right now, we're pioneering a new concept. We've got people that already want us to open up another location in New Jersey, Boston, in Atlanta, and certainly if it works in the Bronx, it'll work in the five boroughs because our concept, Darlene, is raise awareness, raise the credit, you raise the community. What would it look like if everyone in a household had 700 scores? If everybody in the church had 700 scores? It's a different mentality. It's a different feel. You feel better, you know, when someone pulls your credit because no one likes to be denied. So myself, my partner, the CEO of the company, Quincy Luzinaris, we're in there each and every single day. At this point in time, it will expand because we're just laying the groundwork as it is right now. But, you know, it's not a bodega. It's not a laundromat. No offense. It's not a hair salon. It's not a nail salon. But having a location where people can access the things that we do, we're also partnered up with LegalZoom. So if individuals want to come open up a business and do certain things, that's phenomenal. Then we'll talk about the package that we offer as well. But, yet we're in there every day right now pioneering it, making sure we get off to the right start. And, Darlene, I want you to come out November 14th when we do our ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. We're really not officially even open, but we will be a major stablemate and a cornerstone in that community because, again, credit is the doorway to assets, and assets is the doorway to creating wealth. And if you ever want to leave anything behind to the next generation, you've got to get your credit where it needs to be.
Definitely. That is November the 14th. Jeff, is that open to the general public?
Absolutely. We want you guys to come on down. You know, we've got some borough presidents. We've got some endorsements from a number of different senators as well to be a part of it. And so, you know, we've got our tremendous board that we have for our nonprofit as well. Basically, we're getting grant money. We're taking donations and sponsors that we went after what we call underserved and disenfranchised communities, individuals that are recently coming out of prison. Some of our sponsored money is repairing their credit for free, as well as veterans. So that's our nonprofit, which is RARE, Restoring America Through Recovery Education. So we have tremendous support. Just keep in mind, it costs $30,000 to house a prisoner. If we could just save 10 of them or 100 of them, that's a major difference. 10 times 30,000 is $300,000. 100, that's $3 million by allowing an individual just to get on the right start when it comes to a credit-driven world.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. I got an opportunity to listen to your show. You're co-hosting on Point. I got a shout-out to family again. And it was a woman that called in, and she was speaking to the difficulties of finding an apartment. And I experienced this a lot with our nonprofit. A lot of people call in and say, I have this voucher. The woman that called in said, I have this voucher, but it's really hard for me to find an apartment with this voucher. They are giving these vouchers out, but what they're not telling the recipients of these vouchers is landlords will not take you, even with this voucher, it's frowned upon if your credit is not where it needs to be. And I love the fact that you said, give us a call. We'll speak to you, you know, off air. We'll try to see what we can do. And he actually said that they would sponsor this person to help her get her credit where it needed to be. And, of course, you can't do that to everybody. So, listeners, please don't call in. And that's a sponsorship. Everybody can be sponsored, but it is to say that there is a non-profit component that is working to help the disadvantaged populations because they definitely do need the help. So I applaud you for those efforts, your whole organization and those efforts.
Well, you know what, Darlene, here's what pains me, and I definitely do appreciate that, right? I know I'm a firm believer that no one's really smarter, or some people are smarter, but the bottom line is that other people just know some things you don't know. right? Yes. Meaning if you grew up in a different household, had a little bit different mentorship or some different guidance, you'd be in a different position. And that's so true for many of us. What pains me is that, you know, you have a single mother with two kids. She needs to get a car. And all of a sudden, because she really understands his credit game, she goes to a car dealership, and now she owns a car that's worth, you know, $10,000, but she owes $14,000 on that car. And she needs that discretionary income. And we see it happen every single day through smart, working, intelligent people. So be proactive with your credit. Here's the problem, darling. People don't want to address it until they need it. So they got it. Now I have to get an apartment. Now I want to address my credit. See, we need to be proactive and not reactive when it comes down to it. You need to monitor your credit. And we have also a deal with Equifax as well that when people sign up, we actually give them free monitoring when they sign up in our program through Equifax. So it's just a shift in the mindset that we need to understand what we're doing with our time. And I want you to understand that credit is an investment. You know, we have a number of different plans, but you get a return on your money when the credit. And I know my people have it, darling, because they wear $300-$400 sneakers. They walk around with $800 pocketbooks. They spend $700-$800 on hair. They get their nails done and all those other different things, you know. And all those different concepts, you know, it's challenging because, you know, we're trying to impress people that they're backwards. They're upside down as well. So we really got to keep in mind about how we want to manage our finances and have this conversation, impress your banker, not your boys.
I love it. Impress your banker, not your boys. And your girls. Ladies, it's for you too. And your girls. Let's bring it to, and this is phenomenal. Jeff, I could keep you for like a whole day. We can go into a whole teleconference on this topic. For the sake of time, Mr. President, I want to speak about the process because I'm looking at winning on credit in three simple steps. Please share these three simple steps of how the listeners can prepare to win. 2017 is upon us. Let's not wait to January to do these resolutions and this is what I'm going to do, and come February, you've fallen off of the map. Let's get ready now to win in 2017. You're new tomorrow. Let's talk about these three simple steps.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to make it real simple for individuals and stuff because I would love to offer your listeners a 10% discount. So we're going to set up a page, right, for individuals to come through, and it's actually going to be kkrecovery.com. So what we're going to do is that we're going to put a landing page together for you guys that you can actually get some information. We'll pull a free credit report. We'll select some information, like a lead capture page. I really want them to come through there, and then we'll be able to offer you guys a discount. So what I believe is going to be, well, I'm just going to go into the master package that makes some sense that we're going to yes. discount. So it's real simple. It's $399, right? I want you guys to understand, but this is an investment, not a spend. Okay, and if you got less money in the bank than what your pocketbooks cost in your closet, pay very close attention. So what I want to say is this, it's $399, and here's a couple of things. There's good credit, I'm going to wrap it up quick. There's good credit, bad credit, and insufficient credit. So the first thing we're going to do with this, as opposed to you going out and getting a secured credit card where you put up $500 or $1,000, we're going to, through one of our partners, Hutton Chase, when you come through, we're going to give you a $1,500 line of credit. That's going to show up on all three bureaus. So that's key. If you do not have a credit card on the line right now that has more than a $1,500 balance, you need that. It's good for your debt-to-income ratio. It's a positive primary trade line. And now when the next lender looks at it, he's going to say, well, who's the last person that gave this individual money, and how much do they give them on the limit?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have $1,500. We're also going to give you a free monitoring through Equifax. If you go to Equifax, the same package, they're going to charge you $29, $30 a month. We're going to give that to you for free for the next year. You have to monitor your credit. Like anything else that has a heartbeat, you have to do that. So we're going to give that to you for free. We're going to give you 6 months of unlimited disputes. Meanwhile, what that means, very simply to wrap it up, if you have foreclosures, charge-offs, garnishments, repossessions, liens, partial payments, judgments, collections, late payments, any of those ring a bell? Well, we're going to go after those and do the best we can with the laws and the leverage we have to expunge those off of your report. We just saved the lady. She had an $11,000 judgment, no longer there. In addition to that, last but not least, we're going to offer debt settlement assistance. Let's just say, hypothetically, we can't get something off. We will go and negotiate that debt down for you. You could try it yourself. You might negotiate a $1,000 debt down to $6,000 or $7,000. We might get it down to $2,000 or $3,000 because of the volume of work that we do and the strategy that we use. So, and again, we're going to go 6 months. We're going to go after every negative item. We're not going to stretch it out. We're going to go after it. So that $399 is a tremendous value. I suggest that instead of maybe somebody get one less Christmas gift, do not go into debt and give yourself good credit for Christmas. And let's start from there. So the bottom line is that's for everybody who wants to move forward in life. The first investment, I want to own a business, I want to do this. The first initial platform of any building has to be your credit. And they can go to, very important, write this down, kkrecovery.com, kkrecovery.com. And my email address, well, if you go there to that lead page, I'm going to get all the leads, right, me and my team. And we're going to follow up with you, get your free credit report, do a consultation. But this is something that you need to address. It needs to be a priority. And your New Year's resolution, don't start January 1st. Your New Year's resolution needs to be when you get off this call is I'm going to get my credit in position. And don't wait till January 1st. So once again, kkrecovery.com. And you can contact me there, leave the leads, whatever you need, and we can get to you through there as well.
Mr. Broom, this has been dynamic. Dynamic. I've learned so much myself just as it relates to thank you so very much. Thank you. As it relates to credit factors. Even when, you know, if you're an educator also and you're listening on the call and maybe some of these things don't apply to you because you have like A++++ credit, pay a blessing to somebody else because I'm sure there is someone within the four corners of your world that is in need of this information. For myself, sharing it with young people, helping them, giving them a starting point, this is great stuff because you speak the language that a lot of our youth need to hear. So I took this, I shared it with family, I shared it with you. It is really great. So again, family, if it's not for you, be a blessing to somebody else. And if it is for you, as you said, get started today. So, Mr. Broom, any final words before we bid the family good evening?
Yeah, fantastic. You know, so we understand that education is the key to all of this world, especially when it comes down to finances. And again, we got doctors and lawyers that don't know how to read credit reports, so don't feel bad. But again, most importantly, fix it. So, you know, we've had a lot of success. If you're a pastor or you have a group or an organization and we need to come in and do some things for these individuals, then by all means, definitely you can go to that same landing page. We would love to hear from you. We also have our Department of Education vendor number, so we're going to be hitting schools as well. So if we have some teaching associations or we had some vice principals or, principals on the line as well, and if we could do some things to help the students understand, again, it's about being proactive, then by all means, you know, let us know, and we would love to come in and see how we can address the masses.
Exactly. And what time is the ribbon cutting for November the 12th so we can be sure to be out to support?
That's a great thing. We're going to be at 5:30 at the ribbon cutting. We're going to have some food. It's going to be phenomenal. And more importantly, if you have some challenges, here's the idea. You hit on it before. If your score is below, life starts at 720. And don't say, I'm good. You're not good till everybody in your family and the next generation is set up. So we're going to be at 5:30, 1175 Castle Hill Avenue in the Bronx, the first credit education center in New York City, and the first of many to come. So that's where we'll be on November 14th. We look forward to hearing from you. And hit that kkrecovery.com landing page up.
Definitely. Brother, it is always a pleasure to be in your company, directly or indirectly. I have a great time with you. I am looking forward to coming out for the ribbon cutting and further collaboration. Family, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I invite you again to click on into all of the sites that Jeff has referenced. In addition to that, forward the information. Be a blessing to somebody else. Until next week, be well, family. Darlene A. Anderson signing off on the Power Zone with DU.
The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's host and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU.